are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So as our world becomes more connected and diverse, the role of missionaries is evolving. So missionaries today are not only spreading the gospel, but also engaging in community development, social justice, as well as humanitarian aid. So let's discuss with the future what the future holds for this vital work and how it might continue to transform our lives. We're joined once again by Pastor Andrew Piri, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi Mulubwanje.
Bueno, muri buanji zanere. See, it tripped you up too.
I don't know why. No, it's because of this survey we are running. That's why it's tripping me up. That's why. See, I've got a reason.
It's good to hear your voice today.
Thank you so much. All right, let me focus. Focus, Zanele. We're speaking about missionaries. Please do offer a word of prayer for this.
Let us pray. Gracious God, a wonderful week it has been. We have been talking about missionaries, and today, dear God, we wrap it up. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you will guide us in our conversation and just lead us to the talking points that need to be highlighted so that somebody listening, somebody who has been considering getting into missions, will be blessed, dear God, even by the information that will be shared. This is my asking in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that one. We've spoken. I definitely have learned a lot. Maybe it's because I'm someone who didn't quite really interested in missionaries, not the work, but the people doing the work, you know. And the other part of missionaries, because even us, we're calling ourselves missionaries, but we tend to forget that there's also the going out there. So this whole week has been quite insightful for me personally. I don't know about the listeners. I hope so as well, where we have learned a lot. And today we just want to look at, you know, how it's evolving. 3 years from now or 5 years from now, is it going to be the same? Our children, are they going to be having these conversations? Or bona, it will be something else, you know? So that's what we're looking at, you know. So looking at how, for example, the focus of missionary work has shifted in recent years, you know, to include humanitarian as well as social justice efforts. If you can talk to us about that, how has we seen the move from what we know as the original work to what it is currently?
Right. So first of all, there have been a lot of changes. We've seen people put a spotlight on the establishment of centers of influence. These were written about years ago, but now we're focusing a lot more on centers of influence. So we've seen people move from just evangelism to holistic ministry.
Okay.
Where we're focusing on spiritual, physical, and emotional, either caregiving or wellness of the people that we're dealing with. We've seen, I guess, an emphasis on capacity building.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing more of an emphasis on sustainability of the work.
Okay.
The other day, I think I mentioned in a way of spotlighting some of the work that my friends are doing. There's a friend of mine in Cambodia who opened a restaurant and is serving serving healthy food, and hoping to, through that particular restaurant, do ministry in that area. And they've already started with some Saturday meetings resulting from his work.
Yeah.
Then we're also looking at missionaries beginning to address things like poverty and climate change and trafficking.
Mm.
And also, like, part of the work that we're setting up in the village in Chisamba. It's interesting because we came in with a drive to empower people with skills so they can have a livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
But then that also turned to be this current government's drive
okay.
for people to be empowered with skills and have a livelihood. And so we're seeing a collaboration with government and local organizations. And so that, I think that's where missionary work is shifting to. And through that, for us to focus on meeting those needs first, before we come and say, come follow Christ.
So, you know, looking at that, the how now you're saying you've started this and now it seems like the government, you know, is doing the same initiatives and stuff. And also looking at what your friend is doing there, what kind of qualities or skills now do you think a missionary should have? And also in the future as well, because currently it's more about what you have now. And if person is thinking, how should they equip themselves, saying, I want to be a missionary, but let me get this skill or let me hone this quality. You know, there's some qualities we don't have. Let me polish this quality, then it will help me, you know, as a missionary out there in the field. What are those qualities and skills?
So, you know, mission has moved from, you know, moving to the village. It's me who's moved to the village, but there are missionaries in cities, right?
Yes.
And so that's mission isn't always moving to the village. So you're going to move to the cities, and you're going to need to learn how to build communities. Community building is one of those skills, or community engagement and partnership building. You're going to need to be flexible. Mm-hmm. You're going to need to be adaptable and resilient, because that's what mission requires of you. There's going to be a need for cultural competence.
Okay.
So for you to be competent in different cultures, and for you to be humble and not come in a space and feel like your culture is more superior to the other.
Yeah.
You know, so cultural competence and humility is one of those. Also to know that the future is AI. You can use the computer to learn.
Yes.
You've got apps so you can learn languages. So language proficiency and communication skills are some of those skills that you would need to have. Emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence is another, and self-awareness, just for you to know yourself and know what your limits are. And maybe finally, so there's a project in the Philippines called Gawad Kalinga. It's not SDA,
okay,
but it's a social enterprise that I sort of benchmarked and looked at and wanted to see if we could try something similar. But those become some of the things that we can do: social entrepreneurship and resource management. Those are some of the skills that one would need to now have as a future missionary.
Okay. And I like that, you know, when you speak about AI, the kids, they will ask you about AI things and you're...
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know anything, you know, because that's where the future is now. That's what people are currently doing there.
So, yeah.
And if you lose out, well, we're not saying you will be useless, but you'll be lacking in
it. It will
part.
Impact your work. Yeah.
Yes, you know. So looking at, you know, modern missionaries, how can they now create, you know, a partnership? I think here at work, most of the time, we always speak about collaboration, and we're trying as well. You know, how can we now create those partnerships, those collaborations, you know, with local communities to achieve sustainable change? I know some, when they get to a place, the first place they go is to the chief, if they have such settings, and then say, Chief, we want to do 1, 2, 3, 4. How can you help us help you? You know, and then they have that. Some are even given, you know, land, given things by the local community or the local chiefs, because they have entered into a partnership. They know that at the end of the day, this is for the greater community, you know. So how can we start those partnerships, those collaborations? How can we come together so that we achieve more?
So first of all, long-term commitment.
Okay.
And relationship building. I think that was one of the things that impacted the local leadership where I was, when they learned that my residence is in the village.
Okay.
They were like, wait, you live here? I said, yes, I moved here.
Oh, we're losing footage, is it there?
We've got, sorry about that.
No
we've
problem.
Got to have long-term relationship building.
Mm-hmm.
Also for us to begin to plan in a collaborative manner with local leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So collaborative planning and decision-making. So integrate the local leadership in your planning and in your decision-making. And empower local leaders to own the project so that it's not just your mission,
yes,
but then they are also part of the mission. Then I think I'll finish with the one I've been speaking about a lot lately is listening and learning from local perspectives. You always have to listen to the locals. But then the locals do not become the Holy Spirit. So listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to the locals too, and then see where God is saying, here is where you're going to work, you know? Because if you come into an area believing, so there's this thing, we have the end in sight.
Okay.
And so we sometimes bring what's good for the end, but we don't know how to move the people from where they are to where they need to be.
Ah, I see.
So that's why we need to listen to the local context and move that way.
What's there? Not the Holy Spirit. I can't with you, but just throwing shades in the body. So now, you know, in what ways now, you know, can, for example, churches support and encourage the evolving role of missionaries today? Not just that, them actually supporting missionaries. And, you know, I must say this. My elders, if you're listening, Sorene, I've not heard my church speak about missionaries ever.
Yeah.
Like,
no, we don't hear about that much
anymore. Yeah, you know, saying, you know, encouraging the people. I remember the other day, I was speaking to this group of youth, and I'm like, guys, do you know about AVS, the Adventist Volunteer Service? They're like, what is that? I'm like, yo. And I'm like, okay, we need a session in order for you, you know, we can bring in the people that are involved with that so that they can tell you what it's all about, how you can register your profile, the benefits of it, or benefits not, because they're like, there's no money and everything else, and why missionaries and stuff like that? And I was like, yo, they don't know, you know. So how can the church now support and also encourage missionaries that are out there?
So I experience this a lot, because mission can be tough, right? And so some of the things that help me is I have this particular friend who has never stopped praying over me.
Okay.
Any chance they get, they will be praying and quoting these scriptures, just encouraging me. So prayer and spiritual support is one of those things that will help you keep going as a missionary. And that's one of the things that missionaries will, first of all, need, just for them to know somebody is praying and somebody is going to bring that spiritual support. Then next to that is financial support.
Okay.
And networking. If you come upon an idea that you think is going to benefit the missionary, do not hesitate to bring up the idea. I got a link, earlier this week actually, to somebody who's going to help me figure out mission finances and be able to drop a better budget and things like that. And it was a good link for me to have, because, you know, I'm just trying to figure some stuff out. And then you have things like being able to provide training and capacity building for the missionaries, because there are going to be some people who are getting into missions who've never been in missions. And so being able to be supported that way can be very helpful, which brings in what you just said, that you have not heard your church talk about missions.
Yes.
The church must be talking about missions. The church must be organizing trainings and capacity building for missionaries. There are people in the city that can become missionaries in the city, but the church has got to organize those trainings. Then we're looking at just supporting them, advocacies and awareness raising, just for people to know that these are some of the experiences missionaries are going through. And also just pastoral support, just knowing that your pastor is behind you. Sometimes is everything that you need. And the usual member care, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have the church organize a visit to, if the missionary is close by, to say, okay, this weekend we're going to visit this missionary, we're going to worship with them, and a number of church members go to visit and pray for this missionary. That would be great. You know, so those are some of the things that can support missionaries in these particular times.
Yeah, I like that. So what does the future hold for our missionaries, you know, the future of missionary work, seeing that you now it's AI, guys. They were allowed that thing. Now we are in a digitized world.
Yeah.
You know, we are digitally connected. We're speaking. I remember most of the time, you know, when we're looking at how the work we're doing, for example, as AWRC Media, then we look at our analytics. We look at who's listening to us. I would get shocked and I'm like, does this country even exist? You know? And I have to now go to Google. Where is this country? You find some other island there. You find that we have like two listeners. And I'm like, yeah? How is that possible? You know, how is it working, etc.? But now seeing, understanding that we are all digitally connected. I remember in school, we would speak about globalization. Then all these things were there, but they were not that big.
Yeah.
We'd speak about globalization and everything else. So looking at how it's already there, we are already at that point where we're speaking now, someone in under the by the Antarctic is listening to us, you know.
Yeah.
What does it look like for missionaries that are actually on the ground? What does it look like?
So first of all, like you've mentioned, there's digital missions and online engagement.
Yes.
That's one of the ways in which missionaries are serving now. Then you're also looking at diversification of missionary roles and specialties. So one of the ways I serve as a missionary is I am an addiction recovery therapist, right? And so once a week I have sessions. I think I do about 4 hours of sessions on Monday to people that are in recovery. That's one of the ways I serve as a missionary, right? Then you're also looking at increased focus on social justice and advocacies. You're looking at emphasizing sustainability, you know, and emphasizing impact and effectiveness. So you're not doing a hit and run. You know, I know there's a sense of urgency that Jesus is coming, but because we don't know when, we will continue to work until as if we're here for another 100 years, right? So we're not rushing. And there's this thing that I think I see with people where we feel like the work depends on us. And what I mean is we like Elijah, feel like we're the only ones left who have not bowed a knee to Baal. So we're in a rush. We want, once we've preached here, we're in a rush to move on to the next, thinking that nobody will be able to do the work there. It would help a lot better if we emphasized sustainability and if we emphasized impact and effectiveness. And sometimes that looks like long-term commitment, you know. And you're looking at integrating the community development and humanitarian work in your mission as well.
Yeah. And we need that. And as before I get your last, you know, input on this one, maybe we can just give that encouragement to people who want to be missionaries on the ground, but are skeptical, like, yo, my whole life, I never, you know. And also those that are missionaries, like us online, we are comfortable in a way, you know, but we're still pushing, you know, the mission, and we're doing that. That encouragement of saying, guys, it is going to get tough, but hold on, you know, if you can just give us that bit of encouragement there.
So it helps, at least it helps me, but it helps to know who owns your life. And when we realize that it is God who owns this life, it becomes a lot easier to navigate sacrifice. And so missions are going to be tough, you know, but it's worth it because the things that we have learned or heard about the kingdom of God, another person needs to hear and learn about. And so we must go. We must go to the areas where others have not heard and bring them the same news. I think that would be my encouragement. Just go, because he has promised to be with you.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the very, very last thing he says in the book of Matthew. He says, "Lo, I am with you to the very ends of the earth." So to the very ends of the age, actually.
Yeah.
So until life here on earth is done, he's with us. That's the encouragement I have for you.
Yeah. After that, please do offer a word of prayer for us.
Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, you have given us a word, and we do not well if we keep it to ourselves. This news that we have been saved and that we have been redeemed and we need not to die is such a good news. And if we keep it to ourselves, dear God, there are going to be people who will perish not knowing that this has been achieved. So you've called us to mission. You've called us to go, and you've sent us in various areas. Dear God, this has been your posture forever. You are a sending God. Empower us to respond to your sending and allow us to go. I mean, the church now is on this tip saying, I will go. Dear God, just empower us to go. If there's a listener listening right now for whom you have been moving in their hearts, calling them to go to some area, dear God, may this be confirmation enough for them to know that you indeed will be with them, that you have you've apportioned every resource for them to be able to go and be successful in the mission you've called them to go and do. Not that it won't be without challenges, but that, dear God, you have promised to be with us to the very end of the age. So thank you so much for your faithfulness, dear God. Thank you so much for sending us. This is my prayer, asking that you continue to manifest yourself to us in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.